Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is an interior paint and primer in one with a tough-lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here with the man, the legend, Todd Bridges, Big Brother celebrity, just fresh off the show. Todd, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Really good.
Good, man. Good. Well, first off, Cody, I know what you were about to say before we started recording. You can see it in the background. We can't miss it. We have to address
it. I have to address
it. My Eagles?
Yeah, man. Like, come on. I'm a Giants fan, and
you're a who?
Don't even. I went to school in Philly. I went to Temple University, so I've had to deal with Eagles fans, and like, I couldn't even say I was a Giants fan because out of fear of like, yo, I'm gonna get jumped if I walk outside.
Yeah, you don't want to say you're a Giants fan. You don't want to say that.
Hey,
that.
Who's got it worse?
Games.
Who's got it worse? The Eagles took a Super Bowl from me. Patriots, right here, Rhode Island.
Oh, I'm so sorry that we did it. And we should have took another one from you, but it was McNabb's fault. Otherwise, we'd have won that.
That's right. The McNabb Super Bowl.
One was enough. I can't let it.
McNabb went, I don't know what he was doing, but he obviously didn't make it. So.
If Tom Brady just had some hands and caught that ball, we wouldn't be talking. But anyways, I digress. Cody, you want to hit him with the first question?
Yeah, first question, Todd. Just kind of blanket. You know, you went on the show. What were your expectations, and were they met, or how did they change now that you've come out?
Oh, let me tell you, man. Being on that show, it was completely different than what I expected, for sure. I never expected it to be that hard. You know what I mean? It was hard, man. I never expected that, because you lose all communication. You can't do anything. You're just no... I mean, I missed the Super Bowl, for God's sakes. You know how bad that was?
It was a good game,
terrible.
Too.
I know. I heard it was, but I saw a little bit on the YouTube when I got home, but that was about it.
Now, man, listen, it's different in there. And I tell people when I went in there, we were in there for almost 100 days. And
oh, wow.
Damn. Yeah, we were in there for almost 100 days because we also had to do – it was 102 if you counted our sequester with the hotel.
Gotcha.
And I was losing my mind. I was an undercover cop before I went on there, and I was used to, like – doing things, you know, for long periods of time. But about day 40, man, I was crying like a little girl. I couldn't keep it together.
I wanted to get out of there, believe me. I was glad that I lost, that I didn't win, because another 2 days, I don't think I could have done it.
No, and I mean, not only that, you forget that you're being recorded, 24/7, which is...
I never forgot.
Well, some people did, which is why some people definitely did. Which is what my second question for you is, because, you know, you go in there and as a jury member, even you were always a straight dude. You always told it how it was. I love that about you. And I felt like he's going to vote for who's the better player. But you were very honest with Misha and Todrick at the jury vote, where you said, listen, man, game's one thing, you know, this is another. And after seeing what I saw, I hope you grow from this. What did you see from Todrick? Obviously, you didn't vote for him. Well, what did you see that really said, hey, listen, man, I can't vote for someone who's talking like that?
Well, it was actually both of them. Even Misha was talking shit about me, you know. So I was just disappointed in the things they had to say. It's like when you're gone, there's no reason to say anything. The person's gone. Why even talk any trash about him? You know, Misha said some bullshit. And, you know, Todrick, he was the main one that lied and manipulated. And, you know, we were all trying to play very clean games.
You were, definitely.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we found out, you know, when I came out and saw that stuff on there, I was just, I think I was more embarrassed for him, but at the same time, I was pissed. Mm-hmm. You know, like at the end of it, I couldn't even shake his hand. Mm. You know, I gave Misha a hug out of respect being a woman, but outside of that, I didn't want nothing to do with her either. Mm. I thought that it was in very poor taste how they were talking. You know, people have careers and they have lives. You don't need to talk that way about them. Because there's plenty of things I could have said about both of them. But I didn't say it, you know?
Yeah. I was surprised. Because, the way you were in the house, you did not hold back. You were like, listen, man, this is who I am. Love me or hate me, that's who it is. And I was like, when Todd gets up there, he's going to have something prepared where it's going to be surgical.
It so was going to be surgical.
And you kept, you kept it clean. And I was like, you know what? He probably played it in his head and was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. So you haven't talked to Todrick or Misha since the show, I'm assuming.
No, and I'm probably not going to ever talk to him. I hope Misha loses May 14th. I hope that girl Lauren whoops her ass.
Okay.
All right. You heard it here first, people. So what? That's that career threw off. I was like, I can't go into my next question. We got to keep going with this one. But it's like when you play the game, was it the personal jabs that you hear on the feeds or just more so like, wow, you were really dogging us like that behind our backs?
No, it was the personal jabs. Yeah. And that's what I was saying. The personal jabs were wrong. They didn't need to do those personal jabs like that. But they did. They both did. You know, and I thought Misha was, you know, innocent, maybe just following Todrick's lead. No, she was just as guilty. So, I mean, she knew that the whole Shani thing was a lie. She knew that, you know, and there was another way of getting Shane out. It didn't have to be that way, the way she went about it. Because then you made, you know, Shane feel really bad thinking that, you know, everyone was against Shane and hating Shane, but Shane never did anything really wrong. And then the way they got rid of, who else? It was Shane that got rid of that way and Kirkpatrick.
Kirkpatrick.
The same
thing. They
all made up stuff about him that wasn't true, you know, even had me mad at Kirkpatrick. And then when I found out the truth, I was like, man, I felt bad, you know, because it's like, you know, you don't have to lie. There's other ways of doing it. Same by putting him on the block, you know. We're going to go this direction, you know. And then I get that, you know. Yeah. But to lie and manipulate people, to me, that's not how I want to play Big Brother. I don't know if anybody else plays that way, but I don't want to play it that way. Not for the sake of money.
No, I mean,
I don't need it that bad.
Some people definitely play that way. But I will say, when you came into the house, you said it. Like, I'm here for the game. I want to win. Mm-hmm. All these things. I wonder, because I know what happened with me. I met my best friend on the show, outside the house. Cody, me and him met on the show. Mm-hmm. He's a brother to me now. Did you develop any friendships in there that you think are going to last the rest of your life that you didn't expect? And if so, who?
With Lamar. Definitely Lamar.
That was great.
Teddy's a good friend, you know. Shane is a good friend now, and so is Kirkpatrick. We're all good friends. And
that's
the show
awesome.
And so is Mariah. We're all good friends with each other, and we're definitely going to keep in contact for a long time because we all went in there to play the game. I understand how the game is played. But like I said, when you start throwing personal jabs at people, it's just wrong. You know, even Todrick said some bad things about Chris Kattan, and that was a terrible thing what he said, you know? And I'm like, you just can't say those kind of things and do those kind of things, you know?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Are you seeing Twitter? I don't know if you're a big social media guy, but Todrick obviously is... he's having a tough go of it. I'm sure your PR people and stuff told you, too. It's not been not been pleasant.
It's not been pleasant for me. I'm sorry that it's happening, but, you know, you need to learn to mind your mouth and learn what to say, you know, and not be so cruel to people. It's wrong to be cruel to people. It's not a good thing, you know?
It's a tough...
And I've never been that way. That's why I'm like, I can't do that. I don't need money that bad where I gotta win by being evil and mean to people and cruel. I can't win that way. I wouldn't be happy with the money.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing with me and him, and that's why we're so tight. At the end of the game, it was either cut Derek, who I wouldn't have been in that situation without, or take the easy person for the money and then lose a friend that now obviously him and I are family.
Yeah, see,
so that's how you learn. That's how you go through it.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, at the end of the day, no matter how much money you make, you still got to live with yourself. You know what I mean? And if you're going to be a horrible person and talk all that trash about people, then good luck living with yourself, because you're going to see it and people are going to look at you differently. You know, and I'm sure that's happening a lot. People are looking at both of them differently, you know? So... that's on them. They got to deal with that. I don't, you know, I'm good. So,
yeah, it's also a toxic, the Twitter of Big Brother
of
Twitter
course,
fandom is.
Of course. Yeah.
They're waiting. They sit there, and this has happened in the past. They're sitting there waiting for somebody to scrutinize and waiting for somebody to slip up just for a second so we could drag you all over Twitter. I don't like how that is, but there was so much that they had. Like,
yeah.
And you guys had a different situation. Like,
sure
the feeds got cut. constantly. That doesn't happen on regular seasons.
Oh, it doesn't?
We don't have people that are our PR teams and people that are like trying to protect us. It's like, we're just coming from the real world. So like, hey, you say something, you're going to get dragged and you're going to have to go back to the real world.
Wow. So I wonder then if what the feeds have said, wow, that must be like, imagine the feeds of Todrick. What he said was bad. Imagine if they didn't, wow, that would have been probably even crazier.
Yeah, they were cutting the feeds a lot. It was a lot of the people that watched the feeds religiously were like getting very frustrated because they're like, the feeds are getting cut constantly. Mm. So your relationship with Lamar was so awesome. It was great seeing you guys flourish into just like, you turned into like, you were just boys and you were just like trying to help him a little bit because he was learning the game. You're learning the game. Mm. He really wasn't grasping the game much, but your relationship together was a blast. What was it about Lamar? Because Derek and I bonded, right? So we clicked.
Yeah.
What was it about Lamar that made you guys just click and just bond throughout that entire experience and then go out and be even closer?
You know, what was interesting was I was always looking for Lamar to try to help him out what he was going through, and I never had a chance to find him. And then finally, when I was in the Big Brother house, when I was like, well, okay, this is my opportunity to bond with him, you know, and show him that there's a different way to live, you know, a different way to have fun, you know, and you don't have to worry about getting in trouble behind it. You know, I've been out of trouble for 30 years, you know. Mm. There's a way of doing it and a way of not doing it, and I definitely can help him find a better route and to find a better way. You know, he's a good guy, man. He's a really good guy. And
I think that was
he's pretty funny, you know? Yeah, I think it was
fate that you two ended up there together and you can share your experience with him. So I love that.
A lot of times when I came off the show, right, I would always be like, listen, man, Big Brother was the hardest thing I ever did. It felt like it would be even harder than being in prison because you couldn't call family stuff. If you don't feel comfortable answering it, but before you answer, let me tell everybody out there, you were acquitted. You were not guilty of what happened. Let that be known. But you spent some real time in prison. And I'll tell you what, I lost my mind in there. And I wonder, from someone who's been in that situation, you could speak to it more than I ever could by making that analogy.
Well, I think that it's even worse. At least in prison, you get information.
That's what I'm saying.
TV? This place, you get nothing. You know what I mean? And the thing is that, you know, you can't sing. You know, you start singing. Stop singing. Yep. Or, you know, and then they made my name really bad. It was like, Todd, stop singing. Todd, change your microphone. Like, damn, man, can y'all just be nicer with my name? You know, it was like I said, you know, the thing about, you know, jail is that, of course, you got to mind people. But in this thing, you have to mind people, too. Then you also have to mind what you say. You have to watch what you do. You know, you got to watch how you talk to people, you know.
I was curious because, see, people would give me shit. Honestly, I'd be like, listen, you know, you're in that house. You can't make a phone call to your family. You can't even read a book. The only you have is the Bible. You can't, you don't have
television. Where was the Bible? I didn't find the Bible.
Somebody has to bring it with you.
Oh, dang. I wish I'd have known that.
That's all you can bring.
And I didn't bring one. My house guest, his name was Donnie, brought one. I read the Bible back to front, and then I bought the exact one when I got out.
Well, did you guys get cards? We got cards.
We got cards near the end of the season.
They don't give it to, dude, so listen.
We got them early, so.
On a regular season.
Celebrities, man.
We beg for stuff. We're like, we are so bored. We're begging for cards, for anything. They don't give us any of that until you get further into the game. You guys get special treatment.
Yeah, we had cards so we can, so we can play solitary. But it was like, man, it was like just, wow. I mean, you sit there, you're like, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, what do I do today?
What do you do?
You know, what do I do? And then, because like when I first got in there, my blood pressure was out of control. So I had to take blood pressure medication. That's why in the first part, you saw me sleeping a little bit.
Yeah.
My blood pressure, my medication wasn't right yet. I hadn't got it down yet. So I would take it and all of a sudden I would go to sleep, you know, because I get tired. But I also wasn't sleeping all the time. I was listening to everybody. And I was seeing where people were.
Right.
Like, I was sleeping in rooms, and they start talking. I'm listening to everything they say. I'm like, these fucking idiots. They come sleep. You know what I mean? I'm not asleep. I'm listening to what you're saying.
So, wait a minute. I got to backtrack for a second, because I was one that said that. I was saying it to Derek on our finale recap. I said, Todd was somebody I wish, like, he seemed like he woke up on the back half of the season. And I was like, I felt like he could have won comps and actually made a difference if he didn't take so long to kind of get into it. But now you explain, like, that's what we don't know on the outside. We don't understand that. You're taking this medication that's kind of knocking you out until your body adjusts. And all of a sudden, you're like, bro, I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to
And then I was adjusted. And I started going and I started winning things, you know?
You got that Vito dub. I saw that. I was an impressive comp. I mean,
Hey, who knows? I got superior taste buds. Who knew that one?
Yeah, I mean, you won a couple vetoes, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I won two. But I could have won the last HOH, but I'll tell you something. It wouldn't matter. Because if I'd have won last HOH, if I put both of them up, Misha wins the veto, guess who has the only vote?
Yeah. Misha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Todrick wouldn't have went nowhere anyway.
Nah, you were.
So it would have been the same thing.
Yeah, it was kind of checkmate at that point.
Yeah.
That said, you know, personal aside, we have to, you know, they did play a good game.
What game did they play last?
The last game that they played was like a question and answer game, like A, B, or C. It's like, hey,
damn,
you know,
I got that one.
Yeah, it was like, you know, I won how many? It was like the house guest with recordings, and they were like, yeah. I won this many HOHs, I won this many vetoes, and
I would have known that. But here's the thing, I'm not saying they played a very good game. They definitely did. The problem was, it was just the after bullshit they were doing that I didn't like.
Unnecessary. Excessive.
Yeah, it's excessive and unnecessary. You don't need to talk shit about somebody who's not in the house anymore. He's gone. You've got that out the house, you've won. It'd have been like me, you know, coming on a podcast and just start railing both of them. I'm not going to do that, you know?
Right.
I mean, like I said, the only thing I hope is that she gets beat up. But that's okay.
You know, hey, me, that's her sport.
I was going to say, that's bro. That's her sport. That's her sport, you know?
You did come in pretty hot, so I was like,
hope she's like, I hope Lauren just tears her up.
Front row of the UFC fight, Todd Bridges in the front row.
Yeah, I'll be like, go, Lauren. Go, Lauren.
Lauren, oh, my God. Cody, you have anything else? We appreciate it. It was good, right?
Yeah, this was great. I mean, the last one was, what would you do differently? But it's...
What would I do differently? Tell you what I'd do.
Okay.
What I do differently is I would have voted them out long ago. I would have got people against them and voted them out way... We should have took them out in Carson's HOH.
Let me adjust. Not like this season. So, like, you're going in clean slate, new season. How would you play the game differently?
I would have teamed up with Carson them and not Misha them. Not Misha. Mm. Okay. Misha, think about, you know, because I thought one thing, but they were doing one thing. And I understand it's a game. You're trying to get people out. I understand that. And then by the time I came back, I became really strong. So, of course, they had to get rid of me. But I let too many people, you know, go out, and I helped them by voting people out. I should have kept Carson in. I should have made a deal with Carson right away. That's what I should have done. After you know, whatever deal I had with Misha, kept that. But then right when the point where they wanted to vote Carson out on my HOH, I should not have put him up. I mean, I should have said, nah, and put both of them up. If we could have got Todrick off, it becomes a whole different game.
Yeah.
Then it's a different game.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same game.
They had the alliance.
Totally. Yeah. And once that's gone, then it's anybody's free rider, you know, at that point. Yeah. You know, instead of just being Misha and Todrick, that was it. You know, they did their job. They did it well. But like I said, but the unnecessary stuff is what I'm pissed about, is the unnecessary stuff. Stuff they didn't need to say, you know?
Yeah.
No, we're with you. No, listen.
That happens.
Go ahead, Cody.
That happens on previous seasons, too, of regular. Like, people go to jury. They don't get to see the feeds, but jury members start talking. They're like, they were saying this about you. They were saying this about me. And it's like, I'm not voting for that person at the end. I don't care who they're sitting next to.
You know? But overall, actually, Todrick did play a better game. But I'm not going to give money to an asshole. Yeah, I'm just not going to do that. Not somebody who's acting like that. That's the thing
about the vote. At the end of the day, there is a part of Big Brother. Anyone who's played, like, you're new to Big Brother the world, but we always say it. Jury management is a huge part of this game. It's not only what you do, it's how you make people feel.
Yeah.
And ultimately, that jury has to feel like you deserve the win and you did it there in the way that they would respect. And he didn't do that.
I think if I went up against both of them, I would have won. I think they'd pick me over them.
Agree.
Based on social media, I think you would have too.
Yeah, definitely. I think you would have too. Yeah.
Todd, listen, we appreciate you coming on the Winner's Circle. It means a lot. We know you're a busy man, but we appreciate it. Welcome to the Big Brother family, because it's a small community.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you having you on. We'll talk to you soon. Take care, brother.
Talk to you soon. Take care.